Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahilladzi hadana lihadza wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la syarika lah. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du, faya ibadallah, ittaqullah, usikum wa nafsi bitaqwallahi azza wa jal, faqad fazal muttaqun. My dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, let us strive to instill taqwa in our lives by obeying all of Allah's commands and abstaining from all of his prohibitions. May our taqwa be rewarded with success in this life and the hereafter. My dear brothers and sisters, surely every one of us hopes to achieve success in this world as well as the hereafter. We desire to live a peaceful and happy life with our families. Every individual yearns the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the provision. Beyond our worldly affairs, we also wish to succeed in the hereafter. The concept of success is a matter of great importance in Islam, so much so that we are called to it 5 times a day in the Azan, Hayya alal falah, which means come to success. As such, it is necessary to understand the qualities that will help us achieve success by studying the verses of the Qur'an that talk about success. Insha'Allah, this month's sermons will bring to light some of these verses. My dear brothers and sisters, to begin, let us observe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shams, verse 9 and 10. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, which means, he has succeeded who purifies it, that is, the soul, and he has failed who instills it with corruption. The verse I have just read amplifies the importance of purifying the soul and how it brings success to us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in a hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari about how the heart, if it is good, the whole body will become good. In another hadith, the Prophet says that 2 things that will never be gathered in the heart of a servant, faith and envy, narrated by Imam an-Nasa'i. Just look at the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the epitome of a pure heart. He was cordial towards everyone. He always chose to forgive and pardon. Subhanallah, his heart contained not a single ounce of resentment. This is what we must strive to cultivate within ourselves. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the steps that we can take to purify the heart is to guard the tongue. Because what we say or write reflects what is in our hearts. As Ibn Qayyim put it, a person's heart is like a jar and the tongue is its lid. If the jar contains good things like perfume, only sweet smells would emanate from it when its lid is opened. Therefore, it is necessary for a believer to pay heed to the words he utters. A true believer would not speak bad words or say things that could potentially hurt others. The same applies when using social media, as guarding the tongue is not limited to the words we speak, but also the ones that we write. Remember the words of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: the faith of a servant is not upright until his heart is upright, and his heart is not upright until his tongue is upright. Hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad. My dear listeners, the second point I would like to touch upon is the outcome or effect of having a pure heart. When an individual's heart is good, he is more receptive to the guidance of those around him and he uses that guidance to better himself. It goes without saying that it is important to improve ourselves, as we all have our flaws. At times we are blind to some of these flaws, but they are witnessed by those around us. The Prophet says in this regard, "The believer is a mirror to another believer," narrated by At-Tabarani. There are some significant lessons behind this analogy, among which is that a mirror does not lie. If a person's appearance is shabby and unkempt, the mirror will reflect exactly that. Similarly, a believer who is correcting or advising another believer will do so with honesty and integrity, because he only wishes good on his brother. Furthermore, despite having the qualities mentioned earlier, the mirror still needs someone to take care of it and clean it. As such, a believer may possess many good qualities, but in the end, he is still in need of the people around him to correct and guide him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to do good deeds which please Him, grant us goodness in this world and the hereafter, and make us among those who achieve success. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.